This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Tim and Savage sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Hats off to Butte for their Lincoln Reagan dinner promo. Yeah, what a promo for the Lincoln Reagan dinner. Let's just send an elephant right down the street in Butte, Montana. If you guys missed it for some reason, if you were hiding under a rock yesterday and didn't see everybody and their mother posting about the elephant on the escape in Butte, Montana, we've got all the photographs on our Montana Talks website for you. But lots of political jokes, of course, because let's be honest, Butte is changing, just like Great Falls changed. That was the point that Chris Averill made via Twitter yesterday. Is you remember, Great Falls used to be a stronghold for the Democrat Party here in Montana, but because the Democrat Party has absolutely abandoned working class blue collar voters, they lost Great Falls. They lost every stinking election in Great Falls in the last couple of go rounds, and I think Great Falls was already turning to the right, but Donald Trump solidified it. Donald Trump and his efforts to fight and stand up for working class men and women is what finally got, you know, cities like Great Falls to go over the top for Republicans as a whole. And I think we're already starting to see those cracks in places like Butte as well, especially when the Democrats look at their candidates that they're running right now, just here in Montana alone. It's like, is this a joke? Are you guys like, I mean, these have to be some of the weirdest. I'm not calling the people themselves weird, right? I'm not attacking them personally, but I'm just saying this has to be the weirdest candidacies in the country. I mean, their candidate for governor and lieutenant governor, they've got this Ryan Bussey guy who is a gun control activist. And then the lieutenant governor candidate was the lockdown lawyer for former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock, the guy who pushed all these COVID-19 lockdowns and mask mandates. What in the world do they think this would be a winning ticket in Montana? Oh, yeah, let's get the gun control guy and the lockdown lawyer. That'll be our ticket. And they're both a couple of elite liberal white guys. Yeah, that's the ticket that'll win. I mean, it's just crazy. And then Monica Tranel, they're running her as the Democrat candidate in the Western Congressional District again. Ryan Zinke defeated her before. He'll defeat her again, I think, by an even bigger margin. But remember, Democrats underperformed in Butte. They underperformed in Butte. Well, why wouldn't they? I mean, Monica Tranel has been doing fundraisers with leaders for the APR, the American Prairie Reserve, which is trying to kick ranchers off the land here in Montana. Not only is Butte the mining city, and she's a radical environmental activist, but you know, folks in Butte, Silver Bow County also, they support agriculture. And here's this woman hosting fundraisers with the anti-ranching APR. This is who the Democrats have representing them.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby.
I want my MTV. Too much is never enough.
I want my MTV was an iconic cry from the 1980s, and now there's at least one House Republican lawmaker who wants her MTV as well. That's MTG, as in Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. Greene's not talking about music television. She wants a motion to vacate the chair. That's the formal parliamentary maneuver to force a Speaker of the House out the door. Or, in congressional shorthand, a MTV. Video killed the radio star, but a successful MTV could kill the political future of House Speaker Mike Johnson. Greene recently prepped to MTV, telling Johnson to beat it. This is the same gambit which undercut former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last fall. But so far, Greene hasn't executed her MTV. To quote the philosopher King John Bon Jovi, Johnson may be living on a prayer. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy conditions today, we'll see areas of snow in the Bozeman area early and rain and snow around the Billings area through midday as well. High temperature readings will stay from around 40 degrees in Bozeman to the mid-40s in Billings. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Lows around 19 in Bozeman to the upper 20s in Billings. Then mainly sunny skies are expected Thursday. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'll tell you what, I'm so excited to have Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet in the house with us here today, because on Monday I was telling you guys about how I got to tour the UFC's Performance Institute down in Las Vegas. So I got to go to UFC 300 on Saturday night. So cool, so incredible, and just the energy of the crowd and more. But Friday, our whole crew of Montana folks got to tour their Performance Institute. And Doc Williams, first off, good to see you. Great to see you here in studio, because I couldn't wait to catch up with you to tell you about, you know, this tour, this Performance Institute.
Yeah, well, glad you made it back. That's ultimate training when you go to a UFC training facility. They've got it tuned in, I'm sure.
Well, it was crazy. So it was a two-floor facility there in Vegas. They've got one in Shanghai. They've got one in Mexico City now as well. But, you know, it was crazy. The whole tour was conducted by their dietitian and nutritionist, you know, because you think about how important diet and nutrition is if you're going to be a UFC fighter, really. But the first floor was basically kind of like their health and wellness floor. And then the upper floor was, you know, that's where their fighting gear was at. That was their MMA training floor, right?
It was a workout facility.
Yeah. But it was cool because the people that we had on the trip, I mean, we had, you know, a snack company that does beef snacks, right? That was, you know, Anthem Snacks, that was kind of leading the whole trip. But then we had a guy who runs an exercise facility and an app called Mountain Tough. So we were all kind of geeking out on the nutrition and the diet stuff. But they had this body scanner deal that apparently she was saying you can only find this type of a body scanner in an ICU, like in an intensive care unit. So it was just crazy to tour that whole facility. But there you go, the importance of diet and nutrition for these fighters. They're working out like crazy. They're fighting in the gym all the time, but yet diet and nutrition is key.
Yeah. Well, and you can get so far with just exercise. But if you don't have the diet and nutrition tuned in, you're not going to go very far at all.
Yeah.
You've heard it as the 80-20 rule or the 90-10 rule. 80% of what of health and fitness is what you eat. 10% is your workout, or 20%, depending on who you talk to. And there's a lot of truth to that, because you can work out awful hard, but if you don't have the nutrition that you need to rebuild the muscle, you're doing more harm than good.
Well, and I was just thinking too, how cool is it that, you know, these UFC fighters, because she was telling me how she coaches these guys on diet and nutrition, these men and women. And I was like, man, how cool is it? I've got a diet and nutrition coach, too. Yeah. And I've got a maybe a different body scan system than what they've got down there. But I've got a body scan system that once a month, I'll go check in, just a 15-minute appointment. I've got my own diet and nutrition coach, and I've got a body scan system that I can use to keep me on track. I'm like, man, you know, you don't even have to be a UFC fighter to have a diet coach.
You bet. And the diet coach, I'm sure for the UFC, there's accountability. There's high accountability. They're motivated because they want to be able to perform at their ultimate level. But their nutrition and dietitians that work with them, I'm sure, help enhance their ability to be motivated on what to eat and how to eat properly. And that's the way we feel about our diet coaches. They're there to help people understand why they're doing the program. Why is it that I'm cutting some carbs and increasing my protein? Why is it now that I'm in stabilization that I'm increasing my carbs now And there's reasons behind it, and the education is really the key.
Well, and the main thing, you know, when they're trying to cut weight, just like a high school wrestler might try to cut weight, they're trying to do everything they can to cut weight to get as light as possible before the weigh-in, and then ramp back up within 24 hours before the fight. But protein is the key.
Yeah, yeah, and I've mentioned this before. About bodybuilders, when they're getting ready for a competition, they're going to lift really heavy in order to bulk muscle. But boy, before a competition, if they want that cut look, they're going to dial in their diet and cut the carbs, and then they dehydrate as well.
Yeah,
in order to emphasize the muscle mass.
Now, for your customers, clients, patients, however you want to describe us, though, you don't want to cut water weight.
Nope.
Yeah, you could cut water weight and step on a scale and feel good about yourself.
Yep.
You actually want people to keep the water because that's how you burn the fat. You want to burn fat and keep your muscle.
Yeah, yeah, and the water hydration is really important. I mean, the reason an MMA fighter or UFC fighter is cutting water is because they got to make weight. It's just like your high school wrestling teams. You know, when you're fighting within a certain division, and but as you mentioned off the air, once they've made weight, boy, they're hitting the water because that water is so important for your overall health and well-being.
Yeah, this was telling me how they'll, you know, okay, so now they've done their weigh-ins on Friday before the fight on Saturday. They're stocking up on water, electrolytes, BCAA type of mix as well. But you've got BCAAs included in the Billings Last Diet protocol as well that you can mix into your system.
Yeah, the branched-chain amino acids are important for muscle, for maintaining muscle mass. And so it's a good nutritional regime.
Does it help make the protein more effective, I guess, or stay in your system better or something like that?
Well, BCAAs, they're processed differently. And so those proteins are going to go to the muscle quicker than the other amino acids.
Very interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, check out BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6751 to get started for yourself. When's your next seminar, Don?
We have one today, one tomorrow night. We have a big class set for tomorrow night.
Very cool. So today, just at noon, people can make it.
And tomorrow at 6:15.
All right, on the Billings West End. Or, hey, if you're listening outside of Billings, their remote coaching program is working very well. I've heard it firsthand.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Doc Williams, good to see you. Thanks
good
for dropping
in. Thanks, Aaron.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
America's farmers and ranchers are leading the way in greenhouse gas emission reduction through voluntary conservation efforts and market-based incentives. The Environmental Protection Agency released the inventory of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions and sinks for the years 1990 through 2022. Danny Munch with the American Farm Bureau explains the results.
Overall, greenhouse gas emissions from all sources increased by 1.3% between 2021 and 2022, though agricultural emissions dropped 1.8%, and that's the largest decrease of any economic sector.
2022 marks the lowest U.S. agricultural greenhouse gas emissions since 2012. The EPA categorizes agricultural emissions by crop cultivation, livestock, and fuel combustion that occurs in the business.
Crop cultivation emissions were down 6 million metric tons from 2021. When we look at livestock, they were down 2.1% or 6 million metric tons from 2021. Emissions from fuel combustion in ag were down 1 million metric tons or 1.2%.
U.S. agriculture represents just under 10% of total U.S. emissions when compared to other economic sectors. By EPA's own methodology, emissions from agriculture totaled 634 million metric tons in CO2 equivalent, or 9.99% of all U.S. emissions. I'm Lane Nordland.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Bear Teeths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, we were just heard your farm and ranch report there. We were talking about the importance of protein in your diet. Well, let me give you the beef report now. What about a 14-ounce certified Angus beef ribeye? served with seasonal vegetables and roasted garlic mashed potatoes. They've even got a bison New York strip. The tourists sometimes like that. I had their blackened sirloin. The spice-rubbed culotte steak served with sautéed spinach, and then it was finished with a Cajun compound butter. Really good blackened sirloin. Had that at the Montana Sky Restaurant. You know, we're here on the 23rd floor, the top floor of the DoubleTree Hotel in downtown Billings, but the Montana Sky Restaurant has the same great view that we have. They're on the 20th floor. So just three floors down from us here, and I mentioned some of the steaks that they've got on their menu, but they've also got a great breakfast menu as well. Man, they brought up some bacon and eggs one morning, and man, that really hit the spot. But yeah, they're open daily, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. for breakfast, and then for dinner as well. If you want to get that view that we've got here from the top floor of the DoubleTree, check out the Montana Sky Restaurant. 20th floor of the DoubleTree Hotel, downtown Billings. All right, let's see. What do you want to talk about? 406-294-0970. We've got phone lines open for you right now. Had a message here from Right on John talking about the spending in the U.S. Senate race. Yeah, there's a Montana Television Network report here about how the U.S. Senate race is on pace basically to break campaign spending records here. With more than 6 months still to go before Montana voters select a U.S. senator, the closely watched race is shaping up to challenge records for campaign spending. And let's see, it talks about here, Tester's campaign for Liberal Senator John Tester reported raising just over $8 million. They spent almost $6.6 million in the last quarter. But since the start of 2023, Tester has brought in a total of nearly $28.7 million. Now, think about this. John Tester has already been flooding the airwaves with campaign commercials, right? Some of you have been telling me about all the TV ads that you've been seeing. And certainly if you ever hear a radio ad, we get the complaints almost the moment that those are heard, right? But Right on John made a good point. He says, what has Flip-Flop Flat Top spent so far? I think it's like $5-plus million. Let's see. How much did he spend? Just in the last quarter alone, he spent over $6.6 million. Anyway, Right on John says, Tim Sheehy is kicking his flat top on TV and not even spending as much money. Facts matter, and we hope Tim will win with the sane Montana voters. Yeah, isn't that interesting, Right on John? This is why the Democrats are so desperate right now. This is why the fake news media like the Washington Post and the Lee newspapers and others who have jumped onto this fake news bandwagon going after Tim Sheehy. But they always will go after the Republican, right? They've always defended the flip-flop, flat-top Liberal Senator John Tester. But think about it. They were spending $1 million a week bashing Tim Sheehy. And then John Tester had all this California money from these California coastal liberals propping up his campaign. And yet he's losing in the polls right now. The poll that they most recently reported showed John Tester losing by 3 points. So I think that's why a lot of folks are very optimistic. Now, you can't take anything for granted and you can't rest on your laurels now. But I think what this shows is that people have had enough of his Adam Schiff, and they know that the guy's a phony, and they know that you can't trust a word coming out of this guy's mouth. And likewise, you can't trust any of these fake news media outlets that are constantly propping up John Tester either. I mean, you've seen it just in the last 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, here they go again. Here they go again with another fake news hit piece going after a Navy SEAL veteran who got the Bronze Star for Valor and a Purple Heart. But where was their report about Liberal Senator John Tester voting to allow boys into girls' locker rooms? to allow men in your daughter's locker rooms? Where was their report about John Tester voting against the Lake and Riley Act? Where was their report about John Tester voting in support of the charter flights flying illegal aliens all over this country? Oh, that's right. They didn't do a report because they don't question the liberal Senator John Tester. And you know what? I think Montanans are just, they're finally getting on to their Schiff, their Adam Schiff. And whenever they see these fake news hit pieces from these fake news media outlets, or they see these fake news media outlets refuse to question John Tester, they know they just can't trust these so-called media outlets, so-called news outlets. And whenever they see John Tester with his millions and millions in campaign ads, they know they can't trust a word coming out of his mouth.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Today, U.S. senators being sworn in as jurors for the impeachment trial of Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for failing to enforce U.S. border laws. While the Trump hush money trial in New York takes a day off, seven jurors chosen so far. The former president went to a bodega in Harlem where he pledged to clean up New York and all of his cities and help the residents there chanting four more years.
The African-American community now is not getting jobs. Migrants are taking their jobs that are here illegally. Hispanics are not getting jobs. Migrants are taking the jobs. If you look at the unemployment is good for migrants now. It went up 10%, all migrants.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass calling for the most fortunate Angelenos to give to a capital campaign to build housing for the homeless in her State of the City message. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, speaking of fake news, I've had a lot of people ask me. We've covered this a few times on our show, but, you know, hey, we do 4 hours of radio every day, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. here, Billings, Bozeman, and, of course, statewide in our 9 o'clock hour. So even if we cover something here or there, you know, somebody might have missed it, or they need to hear it again, right? There's a reason people buy advertising is because you have to remind people over and over again. But we've reported on this fake news newspaper, the Montana Independent, which is showing up in mailboxes all across the state of Montana. But there's a new report out that sheds even more light on this dark money, left-wing fake news publication. So I'll tell you about that here in just a few minutes. Some interesting information in this report. But first, let's go. Speaking of beef, I was talking about all those the great steaks I had, the great steak I had at the Montana Sky restaurant. Speaking of beef, we've got Brian Massard with Reminisce Angus on the phone lines out of Dillon, Montana right now, a former president of the Montana Stockgrowers Association. Brian, good to hear from you.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I finally tried your beef bacon, the Reminisce Angus beef bacon, and then I had some of the jalapeno cheddar kielbasa as well. Man, great stuff all around.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. I haven't met anybody yet that says try harder. People really like it. People are ordering it all over the country.
You've got the formula down. Nobody's telling you to go back to the drawing board, but go back into the kitchen. They said, nope, yep, you've nailed it here.
Yep, for sure. They really like it. And I am, man, believe it or not, I am delivering a trailer load of Angus bulls to Hereford, South Dakota today.
Well, that's a bit of a haul for you.
Yeah, it's a big haul. And met with Steve Huff, the guy that carries our beef in all the restaurants, and talking about the feedback and the measurable difference of how much better it is and why is it so consistent, whether a chef cooks it or you order it in our beef box or you go down to a grocery store and buy it, or the jerky, why is it so tender? Everybody is coming back to this common theme. What is the measurable difference about it? It's all in the genetics. It all starts right there. If it's not there, you don't have to give it any additives. It speaks by itself.
You talk about the cattle genetics. There's something about Montana cattle. I mean, I remember 20 plus years ago doing a profile on, you know, a ranch in the Lewistown area in particular, and there were cattle buyers there from Argentina that came up just because of the genetics here in Montana. So I'll tell you what, stand by. Brian Massard, want to get your take on that. What is it that makes Montana cattle so unique and so sought after, frankly, the cattle and the beef in particular? And you mentioned your beef showing up at restaurants. Let's talk about that as well. Stand by. Quick break here on Montana Talks. Back to Brian Massard with Reminisce Angus right after this. And then we'll get to your phone calls and more after our chat with Brian. From bull to business, you guys got to see this write-up that Paul Mushaven did. We've got it on our Montana Talks website. He's basically going after this guy in the Chuck Schumer attack ad against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. But here's the bottom line. I think the people of Montana are on to Chuck Schumer and John Tester's, let's just say, Adam Bull shift. But you got to check out this piece, From Bull to Business by Paul Mushaven. Check it out, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, jumping right back into it here with Brian Massard from Reminisce Angus out of Dillon, Montana. Brian, did you see that big cow that was walking the streets of Butte, Montana yesterday?
I did. My wife has wanted a cow like that her entire life, and our daughter who lives in Butte said, Marcia, your elephant is looking for you.
Yeah, it's like, wow, they got some big cows in Butte. For those who missed it, it was a massive elephant that escaped the circus, apparently. Apparently, there was a backfire that went off on a vehicle when they were washing off the elephant. The elephant freaked out, and then all of a sudden, you got an elephant running down the street in Butte. I was like, wow, they have some pretty big cows there in Butte. Oh, man. So you're off to South Dakota, and you know, you mentioned genetics, and it's the genetics. That's what people are really. That's why, you know, the Montana cattle are so sought after. And I mentioned how, you know, 20 plus years ago, I remember going to, you know, a ranch in central Montana, and there were, you know, cattle buyers from Argentina that were there because they said there's just something about the cattle here in Montana. What do you think it is? Is it, do the tough conditions just lead to a better product? Is it a combination? Is it the great ranching community that we have here? What is it?
Well, that right there, you just mentioned the two things that I've heard from cattle feeders, and that's our next, the next guy in line that handles our cattle, is the hardiness in Montana cattle. And then there's such a great, healthy, stiff competition of breeders in Montana and ranchers of raising the best cattle. And I mean, there's a pride of having good cattle and having them healthy and having them game. And just be better, and feedlots love buying them. That's why they bring more money than any other state in the country.
Sometimes you want to fatten them up. Sometimes you want to trim them down, depending on what stage they are in the process, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But people can buy them in confidence that cattle out of Montana typically are better than anywhere else they can get in the country.
You mentioned getting some of your Reminisce Angus beef actually on plates at restaurants. I know it's always been a big challenge because we've been so dependent on the big meat packing companies, and we need to start processing more of it locally here. But you need this steady supply of meat in order to supply it for local restaurants, for example. So that's one of the things the Montana stock growers are trying to build upon right now through their foundation is. But it's a challenge to actually get, you know, the Montana beef onto a restaurant plate, but it's something that they're working on.
Yeah, it's very important. It was a challenge for us. We actually had to leave the state to get our cattle processed because there wasn't a place big enough. We could have done our own little niche and just did our own cattle, and which a lot of people are having success for that, but it's a challenge to keep a year-round supply, and our goal was never to just make Reminisce Angus about us. It's how do we help people buying bulls from us? How do we help their bottom line? How do we get them past the big four packers? How do we get them into a restaurant, into grocery stores? And so we had to go outside and find a processor big enough, you know, because we do, when we run cattle through, it's a between 80 and 100 head a month, and you've got to take, there's not enough room in Montana. We couldn't find when we started 3 years ago. And so our goal is to buy back cattle out of our bulls with this one specific gene in it for taste, It all goes back to one bull. It's not just Angus cattle. It's not just our cattle. It's specifically one bloodline. And that's the best way we can do it, and we can help the most people. But you do have to have a year-round supply, and you can't just sell the middle meats. Every conversation I have with restaurant folks, grocery stores, we don't even take on grocery stores anymore unless they're buying our jerky and our salamis and beef sticks and bacon and kielbasas. And really, everybody likes to talk about sustainability, but they want to talk about carbon credits, or they, you know, they really don't understand that whole carcass. And it's a two-year process to get that boxed beef to the store, and you got to get every box to the store, not just 3 out of 10.
You know, it's interesting you talk about the whole carcass. You know, other parts of the world in Asia, they'll use parts, you know, they'll use parts of the meat that we here, most Americans, are like, oh, you eat that? Why would you eat that part? And it's delicacy in other parts of the world. But I was down at the High Horse Saloon, I think last week, and I ran into Chef Andy, and they had one of their Montana stock grower dinners there. So I said, hey, what did you whip up? Because he puts this fancy menu together for these stock growers dinners. And he said, He actually bought cow tongue and made tacos with the tongue. And he said people were just raving over this thing. And so, yeah, you know, and now not that people necessarily are going to want to go out and start, you know, making tongue. But nonetheless, you can get the kielbasa, you can get the beef bacon, you can get the steaks, you can get the jerky and more.
Yeah, you can get all those things. And now we're doing that, too. Liver's probably the most nutrient-dense food on the planet, and we need to eat it, but nobody will eat it. So we started mixing in the Dillontown and Country Store. We put 20% of that in with the trim, the hamburger trim that we just make burger with, and we call it Live Burger. And it is selling out every week because it's so good for people. You know, the average American's on 5 pills, prescription pills a day. If they're eating Liver Burger every day, and you can't tell the taste in it. We've had so much fun having guests over and cooking them up something, and then after they've eaten their dinner, we talk about this stuff, and somebody in there is going, I'll never eat it, you'll never get me to eat that, and I'll say, you just finished a double quarter pounder.
That's great. Well, for folks who want to find your products on the shelves, where can they find it? Brian Massard, Reminisce Angus.
You can find it in most all the town pump locations between Billings and Bozeman, Great Falls, and Helena. They're adding new stores just about every week. You can find it in, there's a few local grocery stores, the Dillon Town and Country, Vans in Helena, the Stillwater Market, the Beef Jerky Experience down in Red Lodge, the Fort in Big Timber, and it's just slowly starting to grow, but that's where you can find our beef sticks and jerky, and there's just a few grocery stores that carry the meat.
That fort's always a fun spot to stop, right between smack dab between Billings and Bozeman, where we're broadcasting live in both towns or cities, whatever you want to call them right now. Brian Massard, Reminisce Angus, appreciate your time. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good to talk to you, Aaron. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Safe travels to South Dakota.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. And when I say phone lines are open, that means, hey, you know, if you got something you want to talk about, maybe it's a different topic than something I've been covering, feel free, because we want to hear what you want to talk about. 294-0970. Looks like we already got somebody on the phone lines right now. Oh, Kyle Austin on line 2. Kyle, good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Montana. This is Kyle Austin, your candidate for United States Congress. And, yeah, I'm the guy with the semi. You know, you keep talking about the semi, but you never mention Kyle Austin's semi. But anyway, Noah and I, my daughter.
Well, that's because these candidates, they get so sensitive. You said my name. You didn't say my name. There's like 9 of you guys. Well, actually, there's only 8 of you now, right? Something like that. I saw it in Scobie. Yeah, I saw it in Scobie at the tail end of the show. Yeah. I mean, we had other candidates that wanted to be on the show that day, too. But I was like, man, we got a full lineup up here in Scobie.
But anyway, yeah, I got my dog Noah and I. We're going to take the semi up to Sidney, Montana tomorrow, where they're going to have the Lincoln Reagan dinner. And I want to invite everybody out because everybody always wants to meet the candidates, get to know what we're about. So Sidney, Montana tomorrow evening is where we're going to be at. And, you know, everyone knows Sidney, Montana took a hit by losing the sugar beet industry up there. And when you're looking at candidates this congressional session, I want you to look at who knows Montana, who understands Montana, and who's going to create economic stability. And what I propose to do for Sydney, Montana, is we need to build a fertilizer production facility up in eastern Montana for them to have jobs and create that economic stability and bring that revenue source back in the community. And that will also support the Montanans' farmers out there that need this fertilizer for growing their crops. Now, when we look at economic stability across the state, Great Falls has been hugely neglected. They need a facelift. They need some economic drive there. And what I'd like to throw out there is that we move forward and we change our gambling laws in the state of Montana. We create a Vegas-style strip right there on the Missouri River and start bringing some revenue into this state and an industry that will support everybody for a future to come.
And what about a riverboat? You know, what about those steamboat riverboat casinos like they got in down on the Mississippi River? No, that's interesting. Well, we'll have to see what our friends in Great Falls think about that. What do you think? Does Billings have too many casinos already? It seems like casinos and car washes. That always gets people whipped up into a frenzy on the radio station website. Hey, I'll tell you what, Kyle, if you can, stand by if you can, Kyle, because you brought up a very interesting point after the ag minister from Saskatchewan spoke in Scobie at the Lincoln Reagan dinner there a couple weeks ago. So if you can, stand by, because I want to go back to that and get your thoughts on that and share it with our listeners.
Gravity had a good run, but it's time to feel the weightlessness of the Brooks Glycerin 21. These running shoes feature nitrogen-infused DNA Loft V3 cushioning. Brooks has even magnified the plushness to elevate the softness to new levels. And if you want extra support, find these same features in the Brooks Glycerin GTS 21. Learn more and shop now at brooksrunning.com. That's brooksrunning.com.
Fox News commentary.
Pro-Palestinian and now pro-Iran protesters wreak havoc on major U.S. cities, but Democrats will stay silent because they want their votes. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
From chanting death to America and Israel to blocking traffic into major airports and on major bridges and thoroughways, the pro-Palestinian and now pro-Iran activists sure are taking it up a notch. But why wouldn't they? The president and his administration, plus the likes of Senator Chuck Schumer and Reps Tlaib and Omar, have made it clear they will do whatever to appease that crowd, even if it means undermining one of our greatest allies, Israel. I don't know what's more disturbing, the fact that we have people in the U.S. who are pro-jihadi and advocate for terror regimes, or that Joe Biden and others are actively courting their votes. What I can't seem to figure out is why Jewish Americans would ever cast a vote for Democrats given this horrific display of lopsided loyalty. Peace through strength has given way to political appeasement, and I fear the world at large will suffer as a consequence. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Many grocery store shoppers are fed up with high prices for food. Since the pandemic, food staples are around 25% higher. But there's lots of penny-pinching strategies you can use to lower your grocery bill, like switching to generic brands, which tend to be cheaper. If that's not your preference, do a comparison test and check out the ingredients of store brands side-by-side to name brands. You'll often see that generic provides the same quality. Use coupons. It can be time-consuming, but you can download digital coupons on your phone and apply them at checkout. Consider buying in bulk, but only if you're going to consume the food before it goes bad or you're planning to freeze it, because buying too much in bulk might end up in the trash. Making a list and checking it twice doesn't apply to just holiday shopping. Many frugal shoppers do that every time they head to the store. And consider skipping the non-perishable goods aisles and instead shop for these items at dollar stores. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Democracy 24.
A Fox News poll shows 64% of voters believe they're paying too much in taxes. One undecided voter says taxes will go up no matter who is in office.
Well, of course, everybody thinks they're paying too much, but then again, you know, I like the services that we have.
But a Trump supporter tells me the economy was healthier when Trump was the president.
The tax brackets definitely helped out when Trump was in office.
A Quinnipiac University poll shows more than half of voters in North Carolina believe Trump handles the economy better than Biden. North Carolina is set to be a swing state this year, and political experts say the president could be determined by the battleground state. Another recent Quinnipiac poll shows North Carolina votes are neck and neck for Biden and Trump. President Biden wants to lower taxes for working families and raise them on the wealthy. Meanwhile, Trump says Fox News.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, studio. Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Tony in Hardin sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. In regards to the elephant story, when was the last time you heard a car backfire? Almost everything is fuel injected now, so I am not sure if that is the truth. Was it a backfire that spooked the elephant and then sent the elephant running down the streets of Butte? They've still got some, let's just say, classic cars in Butte. I don't know, Tony. But, Tony, thanks for the message. Amy in Livingston sent us a great reminder. You know, we've been hearing about these Lincoln-Reagan dinners. Kyle Austin, we're going to go back to Kyle in a second. He mentioned the Lincoln-Reagan dinner taking place in Sydney. I'll be at the Lincoln-Reagan dinner in Yellowstone County on Friday night. Amy in Livingston reminds us they've got the Lamb Jam taking place Saturday night in Lewistown. Or not Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. So, I did a story about that on our Montana Talks website a while back. But the Lamb Jam, go to mtsheep.org to read more about the Lamb Jam for some Montana lamb. Kyle Austin, yeah, thanks for sticking around on the phone lines here. So you and I were both at the Lincoln-Reagan dinner in Scobie, and the ag minister from Saskatchewan was there. And I did a write-up on our website, and I think I got an email from you, or maybe you commented on a Facebook post or something, but you brought up a point that I thought was very interesting, too. I should have written about it at the time, but the ag minister was talking about the carbon tax in Canada, but then even separate from the carbon tax, he was talking about how their customers, their farm customers in Europe, are asking them what their carbon footprint is. Now, we can all think that this carbon footprint question is a joke, it's absurd, it's a waste of resources, but either way, if that's what their customers are asking them, they have to know how to answer that question. And I think they have a good answer for it, right? But anyway, what was your take on what the ag minister had to say?
Well, it's very important that, you know, it's not just the liberals here in the United States that's saying, hey, we got to lower our carbon footprint. It's the world. And Europe is basically saying, hey, we're going to buy wheat from the country that has the lowest carbon footprint. And it could be an actual thing or it could be a marketing thing. And so, and the other thing he said about lowering the carbon footprint is they're going to stop or decrease the amount of fertilizer production in Canada. And it, for those of you that don't know, that's where Montana gets their urea from. That's where they get their fertilizer from. And so if Canada cuts back fertilizer production, Montana farmers are going to be in a pinch. They're not going to have the fertilizer to grow the wheat here, and our economy is going to go down. And so that's where we have to be independent from Canada on our fertilizer, and we need to build a fertilizer production plant right here in Montana. But we also, like, you know, in that discussion online about the carbon footprint, is your congressman, who you elect, needs to go in and help market Montana wheat or United States wheat on having a lower carbon footprint. And so we can compete with Canada, because right now Canada's kicking our butts on the exports just because they can market with a lower carbon footprint.
And here's the deal. I fully believe you don't need to even change your existing operation, your production, right? It's just on how you market the fact. Like, look at these wide open spaces. Brian Massar, I think the last time we had him on the show, was talking about how, wait a minute, if we're actually measuring the carbon footprint of these farms and ranches, let's account for all the open space. Let's account for the grassland, for the timberland that is protected by these farms and ranches. So I think it's a question of marketing and coming up with the real metrics instead of these phony BS metrics that these leftist environmental groups will try to cook up.
And that's exactly right. You know, the Congress last year failed to renew the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill is very important for Montana, and so you got to have a congressman that understands farming and agriculture to go into the Farm Bill and actually write that language on how do we market the low carbon footprint so we can export our wheat and get top dollar for it.
All right, Kyle, thanks for the call. Thanks for sticking around on the phone lines. We've got the phone lines open for you as well coming up in the 8 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour, frankly. And then I want to get back to this fake news media outlet as well. So we'll talk about that story coming up. Man, we packed way too much into Tuesday's Montana Talks, but what a program featuring retired Lieutenant John Norris talking about the Mexican drug cartels targeting our reservations and more. We're going to keep the phone lines open for the first half of Wednesday's Montana Talks, and then in the second half of the show, we'll be talking about the latest lawsuits coming from radical environmental groups when it comes to wolves in the Northern Rockies. A great guest joining us in the second half of Wednesday's Montana Talks. Statewide, 9 to 10.